The bill passed mostly along party lines in the Senate and the Assembly, although Democratic Representatives Steve Doyle and Nick Milroy joined Republicans to support it. The plan would spend down an unexpected surplus in state tax collections to enact new ongoing tax cuts. Those include a $250 million income tax cut and a $45 million property tax cut for manufacturing businesses. Governor Tony Evers wanted to use that money on schools and a property tax cut instead. During debate, Democrats like Representative Lisa Subek of Madison argued in favor of his plan.
Our kids, our schools, and our taxpayers need the support, and they need it right now.
The governor has been critical of the Republican bill, but hasn't said he will veto it. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.